So this is the bit where we get up and have a little bit of a walk around if you want to. You would have received, did everyone receive a handout coming in with the different translations of the Psalm 23? There are colour ones and black and white ones. Gavin, can you just hand a few more out, please? So you're welcome to take these home. Yeah, just take a, yeah, whoever's there. Do you want me to do, I can do some as, okay. These are black and white. Everyone here, on the, these are black and white ones. Feel free to change them later if you want to. Just because I've had them divided up. Okay, thanks. Yes, so you can trade them in for colours if you want to. Oh, sorry, Carmel. Okay, this in this last little bit that goes together, last verse, in the last verse, oh, we don't have the last verse yet. Do we have the last verse yet? It was, and then it went, it disappeared. Okay, so we've got some King James Version happening up here, but we decided that we really... I was amazed. I expected, you know, a table, he prepares a table before me. In my brain, in my head, I had always imagined this plentiful table of plenty, so much. But there's only one person sitting at the table at the moment. You know, it's for me. So maybe we didn't need to have all that at once. And any images that we were looking at didn't have a lot of stuff. They just had a little bit of thing there, but hardly anything. So I like the coffee. Go back, please, to that coffee. We all need a coffee. Andrew? And so that cuppa, and then I really liked because it was looking over the valley and you're in victory over your enemies. Your table's prepared, even with that coffee, before the enemies. Jesus has that coffee. Who sometimes needs a coffee? I didn't mean to make this. Yeah, right. We know our two hands up there from Roger. You win, Roger. Or was that 10 fingers? And the thing with this table of plenty, we're going to make a table here of plenty, right? We're going to write a word of what God supplies for us. This table that God prepares for us during our life is everything that we will ever need. We lack nothing. So if the healing, health, good health, so there are all these things that are going to, this is going to be our table of plenty that we can put a word on or you can draw a picture. The children have started, had a head start with their drawing, which is really good, so we can put that. So this is going to be our table of plenty that Jesus replies. I'll just help you a little bit. I found this really cool cloth in the kitchen cupboard. So this is going to be a table prepared for us. Doesn't matter if they fall over. They're having a rest. That would be hard. I bet they can't do that. I bet they can't do that. So this is our table of plenty. And who are we, who does he prepare? Oh, I've got to think, I've got to read you this. It's about anointing with oil. I'm going to be late today. Does anyone have to run? We're going to have 5 minutes out there to do a really quick drawing. But I wanted to do about the anointing. How can we not talk about this anointing? He anoints my head with oil. All right, so the practice of that is, it's typically as part of a religious ceremony, so you smear or rub oil, and a religious ceremony, ceremonially confer divine or holy office upon a priest or monarch by smearing or rubbing with oil. Samuel anointed him as king. That was David. Who's being anointed as king this week? he's going to be anointed with oil. So I just looked up a little bit of that. So particularly, this is on the 3rd or 6th of March. I think it was on the 6th of March, 2 months before. But anyway, a particularly symbolic ritual took place in Jerusalem today, on that 2 months ago, as the holy oil that will be used to anoint the new monarch and his queen consort was consecrated. This oil will be used to anoint the king on 6th of May 2003. It's been consecrated. It was consecrated in Jerusalem. The oil that anoints King David, I didn't know this, I just like found it out this morning. King Charles. That was consecrated in Jerusalem. And I'll just skip through a few bits because it's really interesting if you want a copy. They say about how it was made by the oil. The oil was created using olives from two groves on the Mount of Olives. You knew that? I don't read the paper. So, and it's got a little bit more about it. But it is the most sacred, the holy oil is the centre of the most sacred part of the coronation ceremony. And that's happening this week when we're talking about our head is anointed with oil. So we are set apart and treated as holy before God, as individuals, before me, as individuals, that God thinks of that much of us and holy, that he would do that, and in the presence of the enemy. So we can trust him, like the first song suggested, to look after us. For a word, it's just going to be a few minutes, so you can just write a word or a quick one. This is your enemy wall. You can think about things that are your enemies, and they can be put up there. And it's not people. It's affliction. It's your own thoughts. It's self-condemning. It's being condemned by others, self-doubt. And then in the presence of the enemies, we're going to be like this sheep and stick his tongue out at it. That was my December page for this year's calendar that cost $2. And out here, if you're able to just draw write a word that you want to say thankful for that is plentiful in our table, that Jesus would prepare supply. That is supply and provision. This is enemies. Does anyone want to think about a word or come and draw a picture and place it? Table or enemy, you can contribute. Anybody? If you like. Yeah, you can come out here. Oh, and if you prefer, you can just sit where you are and look at the different translations and think about those. Sorry, I'm yelling in your ears. Thanks. Right. And I've got some... Here. You can go and there we go. Yeah, the children could go in the church for a bit. Texas there as well. Not good with time. Got a clue?
No, I'm just thinking
of the word. Clue. Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking, can you help us with a clue? But you can't probably. Don't ask me about words anyway. around. Thank you, Linda. How do you spell forgiveness?
Yes. I forgive you.
Thank you. Just got 5 minutes, okay. Wow. Oh, lots of peace. Rather than even call these out, I think when we're having it after worship, we can have a look at them, yeah? So we can just walk around and have a look at what people have been thinking. And thank you. Because there'll never be anything that we lack. Everything is on that table. Oh, and this is really good. We've got a hymn story coming up, have we? Can we say this together, please? Oh, we've got all three. Sorry. Yes, let's say that. Let's say this, and then we'll take up the offering. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever.